It's a colossus of glass, metal, and stone with a location that makes all other Paris monuments green with envy. Situated between the Seine and the Champs-Élysées, the Grand Palais was originally built for the 1900 World's Fair to showcase French art. Closed 3 years ago for its first total renovation in history, it's ready just in time to become a venue for the Paris Olympics. We're here in front of Paris's Grand Palais, where we have the pleasure of taking you for today's edition of France in Focus. This grand hall will soon play host to Olympic taekwondo and fencing events. It's a first for this architectural gem, which has showcased a dizzying array of events across its 124 years. Car shows, agricultural events, horse exhibitions. Since its opening, variety has characterized the Grand Palais. Here, people lace up their skates, dance to electronic music, and walk the runway for the world's top fashion designers. In 2017, Tour de France cyclists even pedaled under its glass roof. While the Grand Hall has hosted many commercial events, art is always center stage. Renowned artists such as Anish Kapoor and Daniel Buren have each taken over the entire space during the annual Monumenta exhibition. Didier Fuselier, president of the Grand Palais, thank you so much for being with us here on France 24. This Grand Hall has hosted an eclectic variety of events. When it reopens, do you plan to continue in that direction?
The Palais was made for cultural events. It was built for the World's Fair in 1900, and we can bring anything to life here. We really want to keep that spirit, but with offerings for today. Major digital exhibitions, but also Matisse, Chanel, and more contemporary artists. It's really the idea of cultural events that drives us.
And what will the Grand Palais offer as an Olympic venue?
We have to imagine the athletes. Athletes are used to competing in stadiums. And here, they'll warm up just behind us, and then they come around and go down these stairs and wow. And then they see the glass roof. We saw this with the French fencing team when they came over recently. They were all looking around, amazed, and I think it's something that the public will share as well. The public is going to enjoy a building that is one of a kind in the world. You have to imagine the size of this place. You can fit all of Versailles Palace in it. It's enormous, at the foot of the Champs-Élysées in the very heart of Paris.
And this is the first time in history that this exceptional structure has undergone a complete renovation. Why was it necessary now?
You should know that if we didn't do the restoration, we wouldn't be able to step inside the Grand Palais. It was unavoidable. We changed all the electricity, pipes, repairs, also the heating. There was no heating system. Think about it. In 1900, there was no electricity. At night, it was all dark. Redoing the glass roof was an enormous project. We constructed 43 elevators. When it was built, it only had two. We brought this building up to a 21st century standard when it was never envisioned for this. We also discovered the original colors of the Grand Palais that had disappeared, the glass, the bronze. These are not black, but a dark green. All the details, the mosaics, the sculptures. A lot of artists worked in this building. Matisse worked here, Cézanne when they were very young. So we are bringing all of this back to life, and it really looks beautiful.
Quite a history. Now, this is an expensive project, nearly 500 million euros. In order to pay for that, are you going to need to increase the number of commercial events here, perhaps at the expense of the cultural events that have been open to the public?
We have always had, and it has always been noble, to welcome large exhibitions. The Paris Book Festival, Art Basel, Paris Photo, the big fashion runway shows, they all bring in money. But we also welcome big artists, the big exhibitions, and also new offerings, new exhibitions. We are going to dive into artificial intelligence. We will bring the Grand Palais into this new era. Imagine the first time in the world that a mechanical escalator, a moving walkway, was used, like we see in metros all over the world now. It was here. There's this extraordinary film of it, where people are holding onto their hats, discovering something new. This is the spirit we want to keep. It's very important to President Emmanuel Macron that this is a rejuvenated palais, a palais for all the innovation that will come, not just for right now, but for a century.
Years of renovations. More than 800 workers, and one very strict deadline. Restoring Europe's largest nave is quite the undertaking. We went to speak with the person overseeing it all.
The challenge of this operation has been the timing, the relatively short timing that we've been given to redo 70,000 square meters. Nothing is standard in this structure. Everything is unique. So each time it's necessary to reinvent a solution for each of its different parts.
Of course, the most iconic feature of the Grand Palais is this immense glass roof, but I imagine it must have posed some difficulties when it comes to increasing the energy efficiency of this building.
We are in a greenhouse. It's a glass roof that doesn't have a protective system against heat and cold, and therefore we're naturally at the mercy of the weather conditions. We decided to not fight it. It will be hot up there near the roof in the summer, and it will be cold in the winter. Instead, we decided to install a system that allows for comfort at the level we're standing. Under the floors, we installed a network of plastic pipes that circulate cold water in the summer or hot water in the winter to maintain a reasonable level of comfort for visitors. It was absolutely out of the question to try and put a system in place which would heat or cool down the entire 450,000 cubic meters under the roof. That would be an energy disaster.
Now, you mentioned the big deadline of the Olympic Games coming up, but there is work that's going to continue after the Games. What other kind of projects?
The Games were our reason to have this part ready. The area being used by the Games is 30,000 square meters out of 70,000 square meters. So this area here for the Olympic Games will be 95 to 99% done in time for the Games. But in the other zones, the other 40,000 square meters, we'll start again in September and finish the work in March or April 2025 and reopen all the other parts of the Grand Palais.
Daniel Sancho, thank you so much for your time today.
Merci.
To immortalize this titanic construction site, photographer Marguerite Bornhauser has been given carte blanche access. She takes us to parts of the Grand Palais, usually off limits.
We're on the rooftop of the Grand Palais, with a 360-degree view of Paris. It's magnificent. We're above the entire city, really in the clouds. People look like tiny dots. We have this glorious glass roof, mix of architectural styles. This immense flag, it's superb. Everything inspires me. There are the aspects everyone knows about the Grand Palais, such as the wonderful nave and the immense size. And at the same time, I have an eye for detail, so I like the perks from the construction site. Everything that falls to the ground, a glint of light, it's endless.
She gets her inspiration from the rooftops, but also underground.
I
These are the scraps from the construction site. It's everything the workers throw away and I collect it. I'll take pieces to a photo lab and make photograms with them. Color variations that act sort of like an X-ray of the object. It's an ordinary object, construction site garbage, but I try to magnify that and turn it into abstract compositions. The brightness with these neon lights is quite astonishing. It's spectacular, very theatrical, and I also find that it represents the workers' labor well. The people become a bit like shadows. There's a lot of strong contrast. It's dramatic, actually, with these lights falling like that. With these neon lights, the ceilings are lower, there are fewer colors. It's very, very different.
In the coming months, Marguerite Bornhauser will continue to photograph the construction site, because while the main hall will be ready for the Olympics, work in the rest of the Grand Palais continues until June 2025.
And that brings us to the end of this Grand Palais edition of France in Focus. Thanks so much for tuning in, and stay with us here on France 24.